terror group. One, a 17-year-old, isn't talking, but the other, a 19-year-old, has told police he'd hoped to kill as many people as possible just outside the concert venue. The attack was to have happened at Taylor Swift's concert tonight or tomorrow.
Investigators say they found chemicals and technical devices at one of the suspect's homes. Tropical Storm Debbie's made a comeback in the Carolinas. System made landfall for a second time overnight, bringing with it more torrential rain and flooding. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams is in Myrtle Beach.
That flood risk has really shifted inland as that center of Tropical Storm Debbie is churning over South Carolina with that biggest shield of heavy rain over North Carolina and Virginia.
Debbie's expected to move up through the Northeast over the next day or two. In his first interview since exiting the race, President Biden's discussed the election with CBS News. He told correspondents Robert Costa.
He was enthusiastic about the vice president and about Governor Tim Walz, the new addition to the ticket. And he said he will be out there frequently on the campaign trail to help the ticket in specific places, battleground states where he believes he can really give them a boost.
Bob's full interview with Mr. Biden on this weekend, CBS Sunday morning. CBS News has gotten a hold of the audio of former President Donald Trump praising Harris' running mate for the way he handled the riots after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis in 2020.
I know Governor Walz is on the phone, and we spoke, and I fully agree with the way he handled it the last couple of days. I asked him to do that.
Mr. Trump plans to hold a news conference this afternoon at Mar-a-Lago. Harris Walz supporters have been turning out en masse. CBS's Nancy Cordes from Michigan.
There were roughly 14,000 people at that rally in Detroit last night, a big change from the Biden days when the events tended to be much smaller. In fact, the crowds we're seeing out on the trail now only rival what we saw for Obama back in 2008 or Donald Trump in 2016.
Dow futures are up 151. NASDAQ futures ahead 199. S&P futures, they're up 41. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. People in the Elmwood Park area are urged to check their surveillance footage. Racine County Sheriff's deputies say they searched for two suspects Tuesday night after a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has resulted in nearly two dozen homeowners dealing with raw sewage flooding their homes. City officials say it was due to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes. A Racine County Board Committee plans to hold a hearing later this month regarding the introduction of a 0.5% sales tax. That could generate $20 million in revenue. People wanting to share their thoughts can do so at a hearing on August 21st. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire before shooting himself has died from his injuries. First responders found him injured at the scene, and he did confess before being flown to Milwaukee for treatment. He did pass later in the day yesterday. Efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park are underway after two fatalities this year. New warning signs against cliff jumping have been installed following the deaths of a 16-year-old and a 25-year-old who both drowned in separate incidents. And Summerfest 2025 will start June 19th. They're sticking with the three-weekend format, and the kickoff event will celebrate Juneteenth Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers' injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers' first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers played the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta, 8-5, to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless. And it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but, you know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at. And for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised with what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Currently, it's 69.
Means you ain't gonna show. if the answer is no?
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pike.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Timeless is right here. WRJN, the Beach Boys, Surfing USA, and I myself setting a brand new record of getting through hitting every red light on Route 20 on my way to work. I wonder if they've got a gold medal for that. The Shy Lights, an old girl.
Oh, girl.
That's what I said.
I'd be in trouble if you left me now, 'cause I don't know where.
local news. Tyler says right here at WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning, but not for too long. 10:45 Brewer game today. That's really weird. And the hard part is, what am I watching on the tube tonight? Brewers going to be in Atlanta. 10:45 today.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. All the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend.
yet your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
Nope. You can't hurry love. You can't hurry baking. You can't hurry a Chuck Roast. It's all right there in the song. Diana Ross and the Supremes right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and big deals. And on that subject, we got a big deal today. This is how big this big deal is. Rich LoCascio is in the building.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So 50% savings today. Happy 8 Collectibles. You can find them at Southridge Mall and also Gurney Mills Mall. So you can dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, everything in between. My personal favorites are the Funko Pops, the action figures. You got the Hot Wheels, the Matchbox cars, anything sports related. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. So every shelf tells a story. So what you want to do, if you want to take advantage of that 50% discount today, go to WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab. First and foremost, you see that pop-up that comes up. Because we have our very special first ever summer sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. You can win tickets to see the Brewers play the Cleveland Guardians a week from tomorrow at American Family Field. You can register today. You can register tomorrow if you want to, because tomorrow is the deadline. We will be picking a winner on Saturday. So no purchase necessary. But again, if you want to take advantage of the Happy 8 Collectibles 50% discount, buy those $20 gift certificates today for just $10. You go to WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab and you save big today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You know, and if you've got a kid, a teenager, usually like my son is big into collectibles, especially sport collectibles.
Yes.
Brewer collectibles, you know, the bouncy head.
Oh, the bobbleheads, yeah.
The bobbleheads.
Yep.
So, I mean, this would be a perfect gift for Christmas or even for a birthday.
Or just to celebrate, hey, kids are going back to school. This is the end of summer gift or a graduation gift or what have you. It's always a good time to go down to Happy 8 Collectibles at Gurney Mills or Southridge.
Right, because they're gift certificates.
That's
so,
right,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's not like you're getting a piece of paper, congratulations, you got half off. No, you get an actual gift certificate for those places. I live near the one in Southridge Mall in, that's more like right outside Greenfield, near Greenfield, West Ellis, right mm-hmm. in that area. Oh, boy, they have a really great store. So I walk by there all the time and I love it. So yeah, today's the day. You betcha. Thank you so much, Rich, and we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The future of the universities of Wisconsin is up for discussion before a legislative study committee today. System President Jay Rothman speaks with the panel, which is looking at everything from costs to enrollment to graduation rates. The committee is supposed to make recommendations to lawmakers next year. The high cost of living is an issue in the race for president. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied 12,000 supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
The most consistent complaint that I hear is that it is harder and harder for normal people to get by.
Harris is introducing her running mate, Tim Walz, to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in the Elmwood Park area are being asked to check their tapes. Racine County Sheriff's deputies are actively searching for two suspects involved in a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive Tuesday night. A homeowner ran from their home after encountering the intruders. The suspects, described as two white males wearing black ski masks, remain at large despite a thorough search of the area. The sheriff's office says they're increasing patrols and urging people to check surveillance footage. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has left nearly two dozen homeowners cleaning up raw sewage. The blockage, linked to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes, resulted in several inches of sewage flooding the affected homes of the Whitecaps area. City Administrator John Morrissey says people should seek compensation through claims with the city as they investigate the cause and seek solutions. New tax talk was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. The finance department proposed a new 0.5% sales tax. It's just the beginning phase of talks, with more discussions set for future meetings. Supervisors say they're considering the proposal as a means to secure additional funding for ongoing county operations. And the dates for Summerfest 2025 have been set. It'll start on June 19th next year and will again feature the three-weekend format. The kickoff event will include a Juneteenth celebration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Currently, it's 71.
up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Local news and time. This is WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Going to be handing it over to Brewers at 10:45. It feels so weird, but Brewers and Braves, 10:45 starts the pregame show. One of those real early games you can listen live right here on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9. We're seeing in 98.1 Kenosha.
When you're weary, feeling small.
Comes and
WRJN with the birds. Turn. I love Southern California. Absolutely do. Would never be able to afford to live there. I'd have to live in a tent over, you know, over a street corner or something like that. You know, when you go into those viaducts and in Southern California, you see people living on the viaduct, like actually with a sleeping bag, laying on their, you know, just trying to keep from falling into the highway. But that's kind of how it is there. But what they have is skydiving, and it's huge. And I just saw something that just really broke my heart. They had a skydiver who was diving with somebody else, and she was the instructor, and they hit a dust devil. And oh my God. And it spun them around, and it killed the trainer and or the instructor. And at least the person that she was with survived that fall. But oh my goodness, I never even thought about that down there. But they have a lot of dust devils right by San Diego. And the other thing was the reason why it hit me so hard is my stepson. Last time we were there about 3 years ago, my stepson was a place right along the ocean, and they jumped, and midway through the jump, one of the chutes didn't open, and the instructor was fighting with, and one of the things that my son looked up, he saw the instructor shut off their camera, you know, just in case they didn't make it. He turned off the camera, and then my stepson goes, maybe I'll never jump again. So, you know, skydiving at your own risk, but that one just really hit me. One of the things that you wouldn't think about, hitting a dust devil when you're falling to the ground.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Bednarik, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
Hey, hey. All right. Jump up. Get it. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but don't play a nine and everything. Devil with a two-dress, two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. No, help her. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like a nice fat. Devil with a two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. Hey, I say now. Good golly, Miss Miley. Good golly, Miss Miley. Show
on, sock it to me now.
Local news and timeless history right here at WRJN with CBS National News. In just a couple of moments, we're also going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in local news and even Mike Clemens with sports. Right now, it's timeless hits time with Shock and Blue, the original version of Venus.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a chill in the air in Vienna that it has nothing to do with the weather. Taylor Swift fans like Sylvia Sellar, who made the trip from Germany, were shocked to find out about an ISIS-inspired plot centered on the singer's sold-out stint this week.
I was like, okay, this is really serious, and I felt uncomfortable, and I'm like still going around the city today. I think it's going to be a bit weird just knowing what threat